wow, here we go again. It is indeed, oh wow, Wednesday on the John DeBella Show. We spun the wheel for the third time, and it seems that you guys are finally getting it. You're understanding what we mean by oh wow songs. You'll hear where it landed in this here podcast. It's the Daily Podcast. Dave here. Welcome, welcome. The tax day edition of the John DeBella Show, April 15th. Here it is for you. We talked college kids gaining the freshman 40 now, it seems. Corona colloquialisms are popping up now. We discussed pandemic walkers. What day is it on Google? I Hear You Knockin' was featured in Song Stories today, and a weatherman went viral for the typical reason. There's a benefit concert being assembled with nothing but Jersey folks. A money mistake was made, and musicologist Chris Epting joined us once again, only we switched it up this time and delved into stories from his book Led Zeppelin Crashed Here, talking classic rock landmarks. Really, really cool chat with him today. Great story, as always. Have a listen for yourself. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I got that. This is going to be a good day. It's going to be a really great Oh Wow Wednesday.
Cool.
Because the very first, you know, we have one blank space on the wheel this morning for the Wheel of Wow, and I haven't filled it in yet. And the very first suggestion for a song, for a listener pick, came from this woman, Liz, and says, Lunatic Fringe, Red Rider. You know Liz, let me tell you this much. I don't know if that's going to be the pick, but we're putting it on the wheel. We have an empty space on the wheel. That is a great suggestion. That is exactly what the Wheel of Wow is all about. The Wheel of Wow isn't like ridiculously deep tracks that no one ever plays and most people hate. No, it's about songs that you loved at one time, and we just don't get around to playing them as much. You know, I mean, you move forward, you keep going on, you know. So, but you miss those songs, and that's why we brought the Wheel of Wow around. So coming up at 7:40 this morning, we'll give you the opportunity at that. And I want Liz's pick. I wanted to hit on Liz's pick. I would love to hear Lunatic Fringe.
See, I thought the wheel was always, we put the songs up there that we thought Bill would complain most to us about.
Well, that's true, That's true, too. All right,
the wheel of piss off the boss.
Because last week was the first week of the Wheel of Wow. No, it was the second week of the Wheel of Wow, and it immediately pissed him off. So so hopefully he hates Lunatic Fringe.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
You guys have heard of the freshman. Is it the freshman 10?
15.
Freshman 15.
Yeah.
Freshman
15.
Yeah. All right, all right.
I still have it.
Taylor, did you put on the freshman 15 your first year?
No.
I did.
I love the freshman 15.
I never
15.
Lost it. I just shocking. Kept adding to it.
All right. Well, you know what? This could soon become the freshman 40.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because universities are considering no in-person classes until 2021.
Wow.
Wow.
That could help, though, because normally the crap food is on campus. The
You're
food
right.
trucks, the cafeteria, the fourth meal.
If they're living at home, their parents are probably cooking for them.
Yeah.
They're having a normal dinner, so they
probably
won't be putting on.
Yeah, but doesn't mean they're not eating during the day.
Yeah, but you know? It's less greasy food at home than it is in the cafeteria.
Less 40s,
well,
too.
That's true. That's true. You know, less alcohol around the house, especially for the ones who aren't 21 yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you get to college, and all of a sudden, you're 21.
Everyone.
Or at least your ID says that.
I was from New York.
It's the John DeBella Show.
This will be enchanting.
I disagree.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I've got a couple of new hip phrases for you.
Right.
Not really millennial phrases. These are kind of like coming about because of the situation that we're in.
Okay.
You have any idea what doom scrolling is?
Reading the news?
Right,
I think it'd be Twitter or Facebook, just scrolling through your feed, getting as much bad news as possible.
Right.
That is it exactly. It's a new term to describe sitting around scrolling through your phone, reading depressing news, or watching it on TV.
Right.
Doom scrolling.
So I got to follow Rex Chapman.
Right, yeah, that
guy really brings it up.
Yeah, he like nut shots and you know,
what
weird
about
animals.
What about work mullet? You know what a work mullet is?
Is that just not having access to a haircut?
Nope. Has nothing to do with hair at all, actually.
Oh, man. Oh really? Oh,
okay, that's throwing me. A work mullet.
A work mullet.
Now that it's not hair, I have no idea where to even go.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is?
Please explain. I got nothing on this
one. Yeah, I don't even know how to guess.
Okay, all right. Work mullet is
I have brain freeze on
where
this
you dress for work on top, But on the bottom, you're in boxer shorts or sweats or something like that.
Okay. Like a TV anchor.
Yeah, like a pundit.
People are doing this like crazy.
With Zoom especially.
With Zoom and all of these video meetings they're having. They show up, they got a shirt and tie on or a jacket or something. And then they just got boxers on or pajamas. As a matter of fact, a judge in Florida, right, they've been doing court appearances through Zoom. And a judge in Florida lost it over some of these people. Guys showing up in sweatshirts. One guy showed up no shirt on at all. A woman did it in bed, under covers, right? Right. She's sitting in bed with a laptop on her lap, right? And the judge is like, no, respect the court. I mean, and that is the work mullet.
All right.
What?
I mean, how can you respect the court? I'm laying in bed. What do you want me to do? This is my home. You're intruding in my home.
Well, at least make your bed.
Or at least get out of
it. Get out of it. Right. Have a nice backdrop.
He could have been on the toilet, guys.
Yeah, that's true. They could have been on the toilet.
I'm not wearing any pants. Not wearing any pants. Just me and my undies. I will give you no alert. I'll be just in a shirt at home while I work. And I'm too sexy for my jeans and my dungarees, trousers, or capris. And I'm too sexy for my Dockers or anything with pockets, no place to keep my car keys. I'm like a toddler here in quarantine, and I'll answer my door with no pants on. With no pants on. With no pants on. Yeah, I'm on the webinar with no pants on. And yes, you just might see my thong.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, have you been out of the house yet?
Just to walk around the neighborhood.
Okay.
But that's about it.
You're one of those people that walks past houses.
One of those zombies.
I'm telling you, it's insane.
Who is that? I've never seen them before.
Right, exactly.
That's it.
There are people walking by my house, and I was like, I have no idea where you're from.
I want to start following
them. I'm seeing dogs. Some guy came by the other day with a Rhodesian Ridgeback, and I've never seen
it. Is that a dragon?
What? No, it's a large dog, right? That were bred to take down lions.
Dragons. Oh, wow.
Not dragons.
So it's a dragon.
Lions.
What place are you living in, Harry Potter?
I'm with John. There was a wolfhound that went past the other
night. I've seen two of them.
Where are you?
Right. Yeah.
Is there an underground lair that I'm unaware of in my hood?
I've seen some elk hounds. I've seen all kinds of dogs in and about the area.
It's Game of Thrones. Everywhere.
You know what I think it is? It's people who are like, okay, I might as well take the dog for a walk.
Yeah.
Right? You know, most times these dogs are probably just going out in the backyard. Right, you know, and now all of a sudden it's like, okay, let's see if we can get DeBella's dogs to bark about something else.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I know it's Wednesday. I'm as shocked as you are that Wednesday came around once again this week. All right, but according to a new survey, 58% of Americans say they have trouble remembering what day it is most of the time, because they're all blending together because they're, you know, working out of the houses. They're quarantined and all that stuff.
Makes sense.
Does make sense. Here's what doesn't make sense. Searches for what day is it have spiked on Google.
Oh my God.
Do people not know about smartphone home screens?
Right. Or the lower right-hand corner of your computer?
It's a click away.
Right. It's right there.
Don't got to type.
So you got to go. Right. Don't go through all of that typing. I mean, it's like, really? I mean, and I understand it. And when we're on vacation, you know, every once in a while, I go, wait,
totally.
Tuesday, Wednesday, what is it? Mm-hmm. You know, that part makes sense. What doesn't make sense is asking Google what day it is.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Bingo night. Friday night's going to be bingo night. We're playing bingo on Zoom. And if you want in on it, all you got to do is send an email to bingo@wmgk.com. We'll send you the playing cards and send you the address to connect with us on Zoom. Are we going to have a special guest?
I'm going to talk to them. Words are going to come out of my mouth now. I'm going to talk to them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Stumbled over
there. Supposedly it was going to be a special guest for this Friday night, a surprise for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll find out if that's going to come together. Yeah. All right. But 41 degrees outside right now, and right now...
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song stories.
Dave Edmunds, it's his birthday today. He had an album out called Rock Pile, and then eventually he joined a band called Rock Pile, and one has nothing to do with the other. Although what is interesting is the song that everybody knows Dave Edmunds for is I Hear You Knockin'. And when he did that, virtually, he did it in a studio that wasn't even a studio yet.
What I can remember about I Hear You Knocking is the studio I did it in was not a professional recording studio. It was just a little setup owned by a friend of mine, which later became Rockfield Studios. I did that mostly myself. I didn't quite know what I was after, and I kept re-recording it, gradually pruning down. I started off with bass, drums, guitar, and piano. I think the drums went all together, and I ended up just playing a hi-hat and a small tom. So it's a very odd-sounding record. The sound in my head eventually got onto wax, but it was a strange process to do it.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Do you know how to go from weatherman to internet legend in just one easy step?
Do something dumb.
Yeah, all right. Yes.
Well, let's look at one James Spann. He was he's a weather dude and an ABC affiliate in Alabama. In we're trying to see if there's a town here. Dora, yeah. Alabama. Where are the explorers from?
Ah,
right.
I've heard
right?
of that.
And remember, over the weekend, they had all that insane weather as it came toward us, right? But they were having it down there, and it was tornadoes
galore.
And all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, a million homes.
While reporting weather action in Dora, Alabama, he was able to use his map to get a little local flavor by mentioning some places that were up on the map. Right. One was Green Top Barbecue. And the other was Wesley's Booby Trap, an adult entertainment club.
I want some merch from that place.
The video is all over YouTube. Oh, yeah. Letting us into a little too much of your life there, James.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
At 8:10, our buddy, author, and musicologist Chris Epting is going to join us to talk about a different book. Not There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow.
Right.
He's got another book called Led Zeppelin Slip Here, which is about all sorts of famous rock sites, whether it's like, Love Street, where Jim Morrison used to live, right? Okay. I think he's going to talk about Altamont today. Is
correct,
going to talk about?
Yeah. I think in the book there's... physical graffiti stuff.
Right. About the apartment building shot. In New York City. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. And knowing Chris, it's going to be some really interesting stories. 41 degrees out there right now. And right now.
Wow.
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 Yep. It's the Wheel of Wow. Once again, ladies and gentlemen. And I've got to tell you something. This time, we have gotten better songs than we have ever gotten before. And all
these
of the
are fun.
These are really great. The suggestions people have been sending in this morning are over the top. The first one I got was Red Rider's Lunatic Fringe, and we had an open space. And I just immediately put that one up on the wheel. All right, because if we don't play it today, I want to get to it sometime. But here's what's on the wheel this week. The A's, Woman's Got the Power. Lunatic Fringe, Red Rider, Jay Ferguson, Thunder Island, Lighthouse, One Fine Morning, Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind, Procol Harum's Conquistador. Of course, there are two listener picks. Then you got Quicksilver's Fresh Air. What is it? Driver's Seat, yeah. From Sniffing the Tears. This board, this wheel is so mucked up from years of use now. Wet Willie's Keep On Smiling, The Kinks' Sunny Afternoon, The Raspberries Go All The Way, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, and the listener pick once again. So, Steve, if you would be kind enough to spin the wheel. And as always, this is live on Facebook, so you see that we play what it says. Come on, Lunatic Fringe. Lunatic Fringe. I'm just staring at it. Staring it down. It has a chance. It has a chance. It has a chance. Oh! Missed by one. It missed by just one. Oh,
that's
it would have been so great. But I got to tell you, this one is just as good. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jay Ferguson and Thunder Island.
It's John DeBella.
He's like a jittery piece of geek jerky.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Led Zeppelin. Bruce, before that, I'm not sure. Maybe you haven't heard about it yet. They're putting together this big concert, Jersey for Jersey. It's Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, Tony Bennett, Danny DeVito, Whoopi Goldberg, John Stewart. Why is Whoopi there? Don't you want people to watch? Let's see. Charlie Puth. Halsey's going to be. I love Halsey.
There you go. You like short hair on girls. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Saquon Barkley's going to be there. Chelsea Handler, supposedly in clothes, is going to be there. And and it's going to be on every outlet possible. A lot of New York television and radio stations doing it. But down here, we'll be able to see it on Apple Music or Apple TV on those apps. So
it's a concert?
Yeah, it is.
What's Danny DeVito going to be singing?
I have no idea. I mean, it'll be kind of like the concert for New York. There'll be a band, and then somebody comes out and talks, and there'll be a band, and somebody comes out and talks.
Gotcha.
Your man SZA is going to be on there, too. So,
well, she's a woman, so apparently something's been happening during this pandemic we don't know about.
I don't know a damn thing about SZA other than you have to say SZA like you're a New Yorker.
You got that part right.
SZA.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
When we normally talk to him, he's talking rock and roll stories from If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow. But now, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Epting comes to us talking about another book, Led Zeppelin Crash Here, The Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America. And we figured, with everybody not being able to do any travel, why not do some musical travel and get a hold of Chris and talk to him about this book? How you doing, Chris?
I am doing fine, man. Hunkered down in the bunker like everybody else.
Yeah.
Anxious to talk some music. You got to keep stuff going, right?
Let's start in your neck of the woods and on the West Coast and talk about Altamont. Altamont was a raceway, right? Isn't that what it was?
It still is. It's still there kind of under lock and key. But yeah, that's where the infamous Altamont Festival was held in December of 1969 at the end of the Rolling Stone magnificent tour that fall. When I was doing the book, I went in there and I wanted to go locate exactly where the stage was, because if you saw the film Gimme Shelter, the stage for that show, it was like 3 feet tall. I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Why there wasn't even more chaos than what happened, which was bad enough, is mind-blowing, because you've got the Hells Angels running security, you have San Francisco acid pouring in by the truckload, and you've got a 3-foot stage on a cold San Francisco night. So it was chaotic, but for me, when you go visit sites like that, it's really a chance to kind of step into history, and feel what it might have been like up there. And another interesting thing that, the song Gimme Shelter, to me, it's not just the title of the film, but to me, it's sort of an anthem for what's happening right now. That, to me, is like the ultimate end of the world song, right? And I learned a story about it recently that absolutely blew my mind, and if it's okay, I would love to share it with you.
Sure, no, go ahead.
The female part, Mary Clayton.
Yeah, Mary Clayton's part, sure.
I was talking to Bonnie Bramlett recently from, of course, the legendary Delaney and Bonnie, and she was telling me how the Stones had seen she and Delaney play weeks before that session, and they were really into her voice, and they brought her into that session that night to sing that song, which she did. She arranged that part, laid her part down, but then Delaney, her husband, came in, got very jealous, didn't think the Stones were, he thought they were kind of taking advantage of her, which they weren't. She was having the time of her life. Mm-hmm. He drags her out of the studio, and they have no course but to go bring Mary Clayton and to basically play her part. They played her the Bonnie Bramlett part.
Oh, my God.
And that was Bonnie's sort of shot, because, again, that made Mary Clayton a very notable singer, with rightly so. It's a brilliant part she sings. Really, the only, who else gets to duet with the Stones, right?
Right.
And so that was sort of Bonnie's moment that got stripped away, and she was telling me this story, and it was, again, you think you know everything, but then you hear a tale like that, and it's really incredible. So whenever I hear that song now, I think of Altamont, I think of roaming that lonely racetrack up in Livermore, but I also think about the fact that that could have been Bonnie Bramlett on that track, and what would that have done for her career,
Oh my God, Chris, this is shocking, because you always hear the story about Mary Clayton showing up with curlers in her hair, and she was pregnant, wasn't she?
I think she was 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
And the thing is, Bonnie sends me photos of she in the studio with Mick and Keith recording it, and evidently they played Bonnie's part and said, look, just do that, because that's what we want.
Oh, my God.
And a few years later, Bonnie told me she ran into Mick, and he was felt terrible, always, you know, appreciated and respected her and let her know that it really meant a lot to him that she was in there that night and that he felt bad at the way it had gone down. So you say, yeah, sometimes, you know, you talk to these legends and there's these stories that are just so riveting that cast this whole new light. Like I said, I can't hear that song again and not imagine Bonnie Bramlett. And again, if your listeners don't know who Bonnie Bramlett is, check her out, because she was just one of those voices that was so powerful and so soulful and a real game changer.
Well, the book is Led Zeppelin Crashed Here, The Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America. It's available through Amazon.com. He's Chris Epting, and these are the Rolling Stones. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So this volunteer firefighter in Indiana, right, goes up to his, cash machine, mm-hmm. and he goes to take out some money, and he notices that something is wrong with the balance.
Okay.
All right, because he was waiting for his stimulus check, and he wanted to see if it was there, and he's right. taking out the money. He's going, gee, I thought, you know, and, well, let's put it this way. There was extra money. Here's the firefighter, and listen to the guy at the end.
Once I withdraw $200 out of my account, I looked at the available balance that was still left in my account, and apparently my account had $8.2 million in it. And I'm like, what in the world is going on here? I ran the card again and again. $8.2 million. I was like, man, something's up with this.
Oh, I said, hey, what kind of truck you buying me?
The bank fixed it.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.